Okay, so thank you very much. As I told you, I was a little bit late because I had interviews this afternoon, but I am very happy to join you and just to be there for representing Switzerland and especially Geneva. I just wanted to make maybe two remarks about the topic we discussed today, just to contribute to our discussion. You know, in May, in last May, I was in St. Petersburg to a geopolitical forum organized by the University of Syndicates of Trade Unions in St. Petersburg. And I had also the opportunity to meet some Russian academician, and also Maria Zakharova was present, and peoples like that. And I made the proposal to open or to organize a kind of, let's say, BRICS or multipolar embassy in Geneva. Because as you know, Geneva is a center for international politics with the United Nations, with the international organizations. And I thought it was important to have a voice here in Geneva. It could be also in New York, in other, or in Vienna, where there are also some international organizations, to organize a common voice of the BRICS of or the global south, let's say, of the multipolarity on the international stage. The proposal was welcomed, but I went ahead with discussion here with some ambassadors, you know, to the UN here in Geneva, and really the idea of this multipolar institute, of this multipolar voice, was welcome. It's not possible now to have an embassy, an official embassy, because there is no common view, not yet, not for the moment, but I think in the future, if we can build a common, a more integrated South, a more integrated BRICS, or more integrated multipolarity, it will be important to have such or to open such an office. But that's the first thing, and maybe we have to think about how to do it. My idea now was maybe to create, as it is not possible to have an official embassy, to open a kind of institute, think tank, let's say a think tank, international think tank, about multipolarity in Geneva, but it can have also other bases, other offices all around the world, in order to organize, let's say, the reflection, the thinking about multipolarity, because in my view, we lack until now the capacity of thinking how the multipolarity could be built. And I think it's important because I noticed, if I am sure you have followed the last BRICS meeting 10 days ago in Johannesburg in South Africa. And for me, it was quite an achievement because the BRICS were able to organize a dialogue, to negotiate between themselves on an equal basis. Everybody is equal, which is not the case with G7, G20 or other organizations, which are vertical, hierarchical, submitted to the West. To the West hegemony. And that's a great achievement. And for why? Because every country of the BRICS, for instance, let's speak about the BRICS, if you take them alone, they are not strong enough to have a soft power, able to speak, able to talk, or able to be understood by a large proportion of countries in the world if he is staying alone. The soft power of Russia is big, but not big enough, not strong enough to, because Russia has not the capacity compared to the West, the media powers detained by the West, is not able to impose his voice around the world. It can be heard, but not enough. Same for China, same for India, and for sure for Brazil or South Africa. But together, if they are acting together, the soft power of the BRICS all together is very, very strong, has a capacity of attractivity which is much bigger than the West, also than the G7, let's say. And for me, that was the main lesson of the BRICS. If you look, there were six new countries included in the BRICS, but there are other 20 or more than 20 countries which want to be members of the BRICS. So that's a very high attractivity, so very strong soft power. And we have to develop and to help this soft power to develop by bringing, reflections, research, sharing experience, sharing, thoughts about how to do and how to improve this soft power, which is strong when the countries, when the poles of the multipolarities play together. That's the first remark. The second remark, I think that's important to keep that in mind and to try to enhance the voice and the capacity of the BRICS to act together, multipolarity to act together, because the West, in my view, is strongly and will strongly react to the threat represented by the multipolarity. If you look, for instance, to the evolution of democracy, West is saying, oh, we are the democracies, the League of the Democrats against the bad autocrats. But if you look at the system, the political system, the democracy, how the democracy is played by the West, you can observe there is less and less democracy inside the West and more autocratic behavior. We can say in the United States, we can say with European Union, we can say everywhere in the world. So under the guise of democracy, in reality, we are assisting to building of a more and more autocratic tendencies inside the Western political system. And that's an evolution for me, which is very, which is already there, and which is very dangerous. And in my view, we are assisting now a verticalization of the power inside the Western countries, with the vassalization of European countries, European Union, to United States. The grip, the US grip on Europe, is now stronger than ever. The US hegemony on Japan, on Australia, is stronger than ever in the past. So we have also this kind of evolution inside the West. So that's very, very important to keep, to develop these multipolar views, to strengthen it, to think how we can help to do it with our, intellectual capacities, and also to improve the way we can communicate that. That's why it's important to have, a think tank or a kind of NGO able to address the media, able to propose new ideas and so on, in order to resist to this Western autocratic developments, evolution, and to improve, yes, the diversity of opinion, diversity of vision, diversity of civilization represented by the multipolar world. So that was the two reflections I wish to bring to our discussion today. Thank you for giving me the word. I will go, just for mention it, I will fly to Bulgaria in 10 days in order to meet our president, Mr. Malinovsky. I was invited to give a speech there, and I had the opportunity to meet him and maybe also to share this kind of views. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your ideas and exchanges.